The revelation of Jesus Christ to John. Amen. Brother Fred, let the brethren know out there in the hall that we're ready. Revelation chapter number 2. I'm going to try to stop my page from falling. Hopefully you guys have been thinking about where Satan's seat is. I'm going to talk about that a little bit tonight. And hopefully make some sense out of what's going on here. Revelations chapter number 2, and we're going to be in verses 12 down to verse number 17. Verse 12 through 17. And Shane, I am on. Amen. All right. So Revelations chapter number 2, verse 12. Let's go ahead and stand if you got your place there. Amen. And how many did think about where Satan's seat is? Okay, how many have an answer for me? There is no wrong answer because we don't know. It's pretty much what you think. Amen. Revelation chapter 2, verse 12. Let's start reading there together. Here we go. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, these things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges, I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Father, bless your word here over the next few moments as we discuss some things here. Help us to glean a blessing, acquire a little bit more knowledge, Lord. And Lord, even as we speculate some things here that we really don't have the answer for, Lord, may it arouse our understanding, make us more inquisitive, Lord, and more of a bright light for thee in where we stand. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. All right. We know the background, we know the basis, we know the behavior of the churches here, and we are in the church of Pergamos. Verse number 12 is the reference to Christ there. Notice what it says again down there. He which hath the sharp two-edged a sword with two edges. We know that's the reference to the Lord Jesus Christ there. And so the reference to Christ there, verse 13, their resolve. And that's where we left off last time, their resolve. He said, I know thy works. That was their toil that was noticed. God knows what they're doing. And so we talked about their toil, but then their turf. And that's where we left off, their turf. He says, where thou dwellest. Notice what he says in verse number 13. I know thy works and where thou dwellest. That's their tough turf. He says, even where Satan's seat is. And I left you with this question. Where do we think Satan's seat is today? Now, of course, Pergamos was where his seat was there. We know Satan's not omnipotent. He's not omnipresent. He's not omniscient. So he can't be every place at once. But he can occupy one seat at a time. Just like you and I, Mrs. Dawson is sitting right here. That means she cannot be sitting at home. Mrs. Duffy is sitting here. She cannot be sitting at her work. Brother Kelly is right down, right there. He cannot be sitting in his car. We can only occupy one seat at a time. Satan is the same way. He can only occupy one seat at a time. But given the state of the world, if his seat was here at Pergamos at this particular time, where do you think his seat might be was my question. And why do you think his seat is there was my follow-up to that. So where do you think his seat is today and why do you think it is there? China? And why would you say it's in China? No, you mean Korea, North Korea? Kim?
Yeah, Kim.
North Korea.
That guy. My bad, I said China.
Well, China too.
But no, I'm talking about Kim. And he even prepared his soldiers. I mean, just fighting practices and just doing little stuff just to see how far he can go to get away with stuff. I just feel like if I had to pick a place right now, when he ain't residing in America, on the White House seat,
and guess who? And guess who we owe the most money to? China.
I was gonna say, well, she kind of brought it up, but I really believe that that he might be sitting in the White House because of all that's going on. Not just the White House per se, but it's like all these. This whole thing with Trump, I mean, no other country would allow their president to have television shows to make fun of him. No other, you know, and for a president to speak so foolishly and so openly. And it's just shameful that we look so weak and horrible to other countries because of the way we talk about our president. Even if they don't like what their president does, they don't talk about their president the way we do.
Not publicly, at least.
No, not publicly. We put on TV shows. We do, you know, and that's got to be something Satan uses against our country to keep us on a lower level than what we should be in their eyes.
Now, and, by the way, are we still considered a superpower?
I don't know. Are we?
We really are. we're still considered a superpower.
We're still a joke, though. We're becoming a joke. And it's sand.
But presently we are considered a superpower. Anybody else? So we got Korea, we've got White House, Washington. Ms. Dawson, you gonna say something? And again, think about it. Satan wants rule, he wants dominion, he wants authority, and he does have authority over the world as we know it. Now, of course, God has ultimate authority, but it's given to Satan. I read you several verses here. John 12:31, now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. John 14:30, hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh. John 16:11, of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. 2 Corinthians 4:4, in whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not. Ephesians 2:2, he's called the prince of the power of the air. So he has his dominion, his rule, and his authority here on planet Earth. And he's got a seat somewhere. Ms. Dawson, what are you going to say?
Yeah, I mean, he has several seats, however. But most of our leadership and direction is coming, you know, from the White House. I wouldn't doubt if he's there. He has a seat there. And also, I believe that he has a seat in the churches, especially the churches of faith. The churches that are preaching the unadulterated truth of the Word of God. I believe that he has a seat in those churches.
Amen. Amen. All right. What's that?
Because there's a lot more false teaching going on.
Yes, yes, buddy, there is. Anybody else? You got to take a stab at it. We've got Korea. We've got the White House. White House, anybody else?
How about Iran, since their desire to take out Israel?
Iran, that could be possible. That could be very, very possible. Now, we know, historically speaking, he's had a seat in Babylon. We know he's had a seat in Egypt, though those places were used. We know he had a place in Assyria, Rome, Persia, and on we could go with some of the times of old biblical places. We know that. But where is his seat at now? Anybody else got an? I'm going to give you what I think. Now, again, this is just what I think. What I think. Okay. Russia is up there. China is up there. North Korea is up there. Iran is up there. Iraq is up there. But I think the throne that Satan has right now is America. I think it's America. And I think he's got a seat in the White House. Why? That's where everything flows from and through. And I'll tell you why in a minute. I think it's America. Who is the most influential nation right now?
We are.
Not only are we the superpower, most of the music comes from us. Most of the movies come from our Hollywood. Most of the magazines come from our tabloids. So you're looking at the movies, the music, the magazines, the media. It's all coming from us. Think about it. How much do we actually hear about the other countries? Very little. Maybe England, unless Kim is doing something foolish. But we're constantly generating stuff and putting it out there, like you say, even about our president. And so I think it's America. Now, why? We are the most influential nation, and everybody follows us. Everybody follows us. Remember when I first went over to Belgium years ago, Mrs. White, everybody called me Michael Jordan. I had a bald head, and I was black. And if I went to the basketball court, Michael Jordan! I'm like, I wish I could play like Michael Jordan. But what happened? They saw him on TV. Michael Jordan. What? The media. How many European players do y'all know? We don't know any European players, hardly, unless they come over and play for America. Amen. But they know the athletes. They know the actors. They know everything about us. I was so ashamed. One of my colleagues that I work with knew more about America than I knew about America. Put me to shame. I thought, man, he said, you don't know this? I'm thinking, no, I didn't know that. So everybody follows us. And I want to show you something here, because the Antichrist will be unveiled and he will take over peaceably. Go to Revelation chapter 6. I'm going to build this up to show you what I'm talking about here. I believe it's America presently. Now, does Satan have many seats that he can go back and forth to? Yes, he does. But I believe his main seat right now that he's occupying is America. Revelation 6 in verse number 2. Notice verse number 1. And I saw when the Lamb is who? Jesus, opened one of the seals. These are the judgments. And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, notice this, a white horse. Who else in the Bible do you know that comes on a white horse? Jesus. He says, I saw a white horse. Notice this. And he that sat on him had a what? A bow. And a what? And a crown was given unto him. And he went forth doing what? Conquering and to what? And to conquer. There's a problem with that. He's got a bow, but guess what he doesn't have? He doesn't have an arrow. How are you going to conquer? What are you going to do, beat somebody with the bow? This is the Antichrist coming. And guess what? When you read Revelation chapter 19, who else comes on a white horse? Jesus. Go back to Revelation 19. No, you see a white horse right here. Revelation 19. Hold your finger there where we were just at in Revelation 6. Revelation 6. Notice Revelation 19 and verse 11. And I saw heaven open and... okay. And behold, what color horse?
White
horse. What color was it in Revelation 6 in verse 2?
White
horse. Guess who's riding that horse in Revelation 6 2? The Antichrist. And look at this. And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were what? Many crowns. Go back to Revelation 6. And he sat on, had a bow and a what? And a crown. And to go back to chapter 19 and verse number 12, his eyes were a flame of fire, on his head were many crowns. Now, Jesus has what? Many crowns. How many crowns did Antichrist have? Only one. And he had a name written that no man knew, but he himself, he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. His name is called the who? The Word of God. And verse 14, and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon what? White horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a what?
Sharp
Sharp sword. What did Antichrist have? A bow and what else? And nothing else. Out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should what? Smite the nations. What did Antichrist have over in chapter 6, verse 2? Nothing. He had a bow, but he did not have any ammunition. We are the most influential nation right now. Everybody follows us. Antichrist will take over peaceably as the man of sin. Everybody wants sin, and the man of sin is going to give them sin. He's going to take over peaceably. He doesn't need anything. And our nation right now, I believe, is being conditioned to follow this type of a man. Why? Our nation is the most influential. And if we follow, guess what? Everybody else is going to follow. So he comes with a bow to conquer, but he's got no ammunition. He will come into a society where people love to sin and do what they want, and he will let them have their way. Do not the gays have their way right now. Do not the homosexuals have their way right now. Do not the tree huggers have their way right now. Everybody's got their rights right now. Now that the Hall of Famers for the NFL are talking about boycotting the Hall of Fame if they don't get insurance and a salary for the NFL. They're not going to go. I'm like, where we at? So we're not going to attend the NFL Hall of Fame ceremony if we don't get this and this and this and this. Holding them hostage, basically. And I'm thinking, what? First is Colin Kaepernick with the national anthem. Now these guys are coming. Where are we at here? Now remember, the rapture will take place prior to this revealing of the Antichrist. So prior to him coming to power, the rapture will have already occurred. What type of people does that leave on the earth?
Lost.
All unsaved people. What do the lost people want to do? Sin. They want to do what they want to do. And he's called the man of what? Sin. Go over to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. So I believe Satan's throne right now is America to get us into a condition of lawlessness and to accept all sorts of things that are wrong as right. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and notice verse number 3. Of course, in verse number 2, Paul says, don't let anybody deceive you. He don't be shaken or troubled in your mind. He says, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Verse 3, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day, that's the day of Antichrist, shall not come, except there come a falling away first. What are you talking about? Falling away from truth. Is that not America or what? Falling away first, and the man of what? Sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as who? God sitteth in the temple of who? God, showing himself that he is who?
God.
Where is that temple going to be at? It's going to be in Israel. So he's going to even bamboozle and fool the Jews up until the point where the Jews begin to build. They're going to build their sacrifice. And before they go in there, he's going to say, guess what? You're not sacrificing to anybody but me. I'm God. And that's going to be the 3.5 year mark at the tribulation. And when he goes in and does that, they're going to say, oh, wait a minute. We made a mistake. What? They're going to even follow the Antichrist. They're going to give him power. They're going to give him allegiance. They're going to do all that until the 3.5 year mark. And then when he does this, he's going to go into the temple. He's going to exalt himself above all that is called God. But how did he get this power? Peaceably. They gave it to him. He gave them sin. They gave him power. You want to do that? I'll let you do it, but you better give me your power. You better bow allegiance to me. You better come on my side. You better be with me. I'll give you what you want, but you better give me your power. The moment he goes into the temple to say, worship me, the Jews are going to know, oh, wait a minute. We know Jehovah God. Think about it. The one thing that got them at odds with Jesus Christ, they didn't believe Jesus Christ was God. And so the minute when Antichrist goes in there, they're going to say, oh, we went through this with Jesus. Hey, wait a minute. Oh, no, no, not another one. Who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called God. Now remember, they gave him their power peaceably, voluntarily. So that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Paul says, verse 5, remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you, these things. And now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. He said there's something holding him back so that he's not going to be revealed until that time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. He says it's already in work. Sin is already working. He says only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Now he's talking about the Holy Spirit. He says he, the Holy Spirit, who now letteth. Let it means he's restraining. He will restrain or let until he be taken out of the way. When is he going to get taken out of the way? When the Christians get raptured. There'll be no Holy Spirit presence in people down here. Now the Holy Spirit will still be here. But the thing that's holding Antichrist back right now is the presence of the Spirit of God in Christians around the globe. People can only do but so much sin with the presence of God's people around the world. They can do a whole lot, but they can't do as much. So he says, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. That's the Holy Spirit at the rapture. And then shall that wicked be revealed. Notice that. Wicked is a capital W in your Bible. That means it's a personal program. It's a person, place, or a thing. We know it's not a thing. We know it's not a place. It's a person. That wicked, basically that wicked one, be revealed. Whom the Lord shall consume with what? The spirit of his mouth. What did it say in Revelation 19? Jesus is coming on the horse. Out of his mouth goeth a sharp two-edged sword. He's going to destroy the Antichrist. And shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is, notice this, after the working of who? Satan. The Antichrist is going to work the same way Satan works. Why? His seat is going to be there, and Satan's going to say, here, take my seat. Antichrist is going to take it willingly because it's filled with power. Think about it. Yeah, y'all all watch TV. And back in the days of old, what was the devil always trying to give people? Power. Power. And then in exchange for what? Their soul. Remember that? Right. Back in the days, when they were kind of simple movies. Amen. Now they're complicated. Amen. And so he says, even him who's coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. So he's going to have miraculous powers, which is going to convince people that he is somebody. But then notice verse 10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they received not the love of the truth that they may be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in what? Unrighteousness. Satan said, I'll give you sin. Antichrist said, I'll let you sin. Everybody have what you want. Just give me your power. That's what they want. That's what he's going to give them. I believe Satan's seat right now is in America. It's in the White House. It's sanctioning all of this foolishness. And so everybody is following us. And everybody's looking at us through our media, our music, our magazines. We're pumping all this stuff out there into the world. Everybody's seeing. And I believe Satan is just getting us ready. He's duping people and getting them to this point, and his seat is right there saying, let me get him conditioned because I got to get people ready for the Antichrist. I got to get him ready. And they love sin. Let's make everything legal. Let's make sodomy legal, homosexuality legal. But before long, pedophilia is going to be legal.
So sick. It is.
But before, you mark my word, before long, that's going to be legal too. There's going to be nothing safe anymore, nothing sacred anymore, because it's getting that bad. Think about it. When you and I were kids, could you ever imagine the day when you see a man marrying a man sanctioned by our United States government? I didn't ever think, you know, we called it being in the closet. I didn't think they was ever coming out the closet. I remember back when that first movie came out, that sitcom Soap, remember Soap? With Benson, the butler on there. And Billy Crystal was the gay guy. And he'd supposed to be in the closet and everybody was ashamed of him. Nah, they got movies out where it's proud stuff now. They're proud. Guess what? That was Sodom and Gomorrah's problem. They were proud of their homosexuality. And so Satan, I believe, the Antichrist is going to come into this, and I believe Satan's seat is right here in America right now, duping the world because the world is tuned into America. And because the world is tuned into America, Satan's got his seat up in our White House sanctioning things that happened years ago when they started approving this and approving this and approving that and approving this. And certain things they approve are good things, but there's a whole lot of bad things that have been approved. And by the way, and this still is a Christian nation. We still have Christians here. The problem is this, the same problem that I mentioned on Sunday. A lot of people that think they're Christians really aren't Christians. That's the problem. And they're going right along with this. Well, I don't see anything wrong with having a gay minister and having a gay church. And I don't see anything wrong if they really love each other. That's the problem. They don't love each other. The Bible calls it lust. He said, men burned in their lust, man with man. It says, he never said anything about loving each other. Well, they love each other. Stop. Stop. It's lust. It is not love. God didn't intend for that foolishness. But our nation has sanctioned that, and good so-called Christian people have said it's okay. And then they brand us, we say it's not okay, as being judgmental. When all we're saying is the Bible says it's not right. I'm standing with God.
Maybe we should be.
The very ones that say this probably aren't saved. And that's the point. At Pergamos, they allowed themselves to be compromised and corrupted. Notice go back to Revelation. And so I believe it's America. Revelation and where are we at here? Chapter 2? Okay. And is America being compromised and corrupted? Yes. Was Pergamum being compromised and corrupted? Yes. Why were they being that way? Verse 13, I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. Satan had a hand in things there, and he was making sure that some things happened, and he made sure that things became infiltrated. How do we know that? Notice verse number 14. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who did what? Who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel to eat things sacrificed unto idols and to commit fornication. What happened here? Balaam here went over to Balak and said, you know what? I can't curse them. But you know what? If you entice them into some of your sin, they will fall into it. And so what is our nation doing? Teaching people that it's okay to have two guys as a husband and a wife, being two males. It's okay to have two ladies over here and call them mom and dad, but they're two ladies. They're teaching that it's okay to have this stuff in your military where you got gays. They're teaching us that it's okay. And they're teaching kindergartners and first graders and second and third and that it's okay. They're teaching them, hey, if your parents discipline you, you make sure you call CPS. We'll not stand for that. And then they take them out of your house, put them into a godless environment where they're molested and then things like that, far worse than anything else that could happen to them. And then they say, well, you know, at least we got them out of those people's hands. But then you got them in the devil's hands, now they're corrupted, and now they've been into these group homes. One of the worst places to be is in a group home.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a glorified sleepover. With no rules, guidelines, and restrictions. Well, we have monitors. Please, please stop. But that's what our society is doing. He taught Balak to do this. Our nation is teaching us that these things are okay. We're in the same predicament. That's why I say where Satan's seat is. It's right here because our nation is teaching children that it's okay. They're teaching children that if you get disciplined, your parents are mean and you need to report them. That's what they're teaching our kids. He taught Balak to cast a stumbling block for the children of Israel. And so is America being compromised and corrupted like Pergamos? Yes. Even as Mrs. Dawson said, in the churches. Even in the churches, we have openly gay churches with gay ministers. I have in my office right now a listing of pamphlets that a gay minister in Tucson gives out to people because we had hung our door hanger on his door. He had the liberty to send me his little pamphlet of all his little gay literature. And I have it just because I want to, I research it and quoting all kind of stuff out of context. Yes.
Yeah, my sister Lynn. She went with them once or twice. I guess they went to a gay church. They were all gays.
Mm-hmm.
To this church.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never heard anything like that before. She told me about it. And I said, well, I couldn't understand it because in the Bible it talks against it.
is not of God.
So what do they do? Do they have their own Bible like and take out?
Oftentimes they use the same Bible that we use, but then they twist it. As the Bible said, they wrest the scriptures. They use a passage like where it said that David and his relationship with Jonathan, he said, I love you with a love that surpasses the love of women.
Yeah,
and so they take that out of context. I know, but they take it out of context, stuff like that. They make Paul into a homosexual because Paul said he wanted to marry a man. And so on and on, we go ahead.
What really grieves me is now they, even with the LGBT thing, it's like they say, you know, kids can decide who they are, and it's like, you don't even know what you are. You were born a girl, you're a girl.
Your birth certificate says Bill.
That's it. And let's go, well, we don't want to let them do it, make a decision they want to make.
It's sad. It's sad. I mean, look at Bruce Jenner. Oh, wait, what's his name now? It's not Bruce now. What is it?
Caitlyn?
Caitlyn Jenner?
Yeah.
The sex change?
Yeah. And he looked like a manly man.
You know, all the athletes are coming out.
A manly woman. I don't know.
All the athletes are coming out now. Yeah, the basketball players are coming out. The football players are coming out. It's like, oh. But what am I saying? Openly gay churches with gay ministers like Sodom and Gomorrah, legalization of same-sex marriages, weakened military now. We've got no respect for elders in our society, no respect for elderly, no respect for parents, and on I could go. However, with all that said, in this area called Pergamos, there still was a select few where Satan's seat was, like there is here in America. With all of this going on right now, there's still people like you and I that don't believe that's not buying into that, that's holding fast the name. Notice what he says in Revelations again. I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name. We're going to pick up with this next week as we're talking about their tenacity. And they were tenacious. They said, look, I don't care who bows down. We're not going to bow down to this foolishness. It's not going to happen. I don't care whose seat is here. Satan is not going to win this battle because Jesus said, look, you're holding fast my name. You're not giving in to that. What am I saying here? Hey, these folks here, were going to hold on to the end. Amen. They were going to hold on because they were on tough turf there. They understood their own tough turf where Satan dwelt at. Their tenacity. He said, thou holdest fast my name. One of the things that you and I are going to have to do is don't compromise. I don't care who gives in. I don't care who says same-sex marriage is okay. But don't give in to it. Now, I've got relatives of mine that think it's okay. I'm not giving in. I am not giving in. Well, you're just, you know, well, God said you're supposed to love everybody. Love people, hate sin.
That's right.
Well, that's not sin. My Bible says it is. And if you believe the Bible, yours says it too. Amen. Because some of them claim the Bible. Well, I'm a God-fearing person. No, you're not. Sodom and Gomorrah weren't God-fearing. That's why God had to destroy them. And so I believe that Satan's seat right now is in America, and I believe Satan is trying to condition America because America is the sending board that sends out the media, the music, the magazines, and everything else, and everybody follows us, and everybody's going to get on board and start saying, well, if America says okay, and they're supposed to be a God-fearing nation, then I guess it must be okay. And the Antichrist is going to come with his bow, no ammunition, and he's going to peaceably start ruling. And everybody's going to give him power. And that's how he's going to rule. It's not going to be until he goes into the temple of the Jews. They're going to say, hey, you're not who we thought you were. He said, yeah, I'm the one you thought I was. I gave you your sin. But you're not God. Yeah, I am. The God of this world. And that's when they're going to find, and Jesus Christ is going to have to destroy him. Why? He's going to have the power of Satan. And nobody can destroy him but God.
Right.
To be the spirit, you got to fight with the spirit. And the spirit of God is going to destroy him with the word of his mouth, he said. Why? He's got a bow, but he's got nothing to conquer with. And Jesus is going to come back. And so, folks, I believe, am I right? I don't know. But I can tell you what I can see. And I can see the handwriting on the wall. Our nation that stood for something is going down. In Revelation, Pergamos stood for something, but a good majority of the church got taken down. In verse 14, you find, he says, I got something against you. You got them folk in your church. You got them right there. That's how it all starts. They started, we expect the world out there to be that way. But when Satan comes in the church and gets people to believing that, now we got gay churches and gay ministers and people go there. You got to say, where are we at? Where Satan see this? Where Satan see this? God, help us to be vigilant. Help us to be sober. Help us, Lord, to understand that Satan, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Right now, he's peaceably going about doing these things. He's trying to give people what they want, and it's their sin. Lord, help us to stand. It is so easy to compromise. It is so easy to say it's okay. It's so easy to say, well, let everyone have their own way. Lord, we know at the end of the day that compromise will cause corruption, just like it did to the children of Israel through Balaam. And Lord, we definitely don't want to be there. But Lord, these Christians here at Pergamos, a group of them had some tenacity about themselves. They understood, and they did not want to go there. Their turf was tough. Their toil was good, but they stood in the way Satan's seat. Help us to be tenacious when we leave here. Lord, we don't want to be ugly. We don't want to be mean. Never do we want to be that. We want to be loving, but we do want to hold up the bloodstained banner of Christ and let people know why we stand. And Lord, we do want to hold fast the name of Jesus. It is that name that saves. And we're so thankful that there is none other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. And that is the name that they're holding to. And help us to hold to that same name. Oh, we pray that you work and bless the remainder of our week. We're going to come up to people that are believers in homosexual relationships. Believers in the music, the movies, the magazines, and the media that's out there and all that fills. And they're going to be proud of that. But Lord, help us not to be a partakers of that or to party to that, but to stand against it. Thank you for loving us, Lord. Help us to leave here more on guard, more aware that even in Satan's seat, where Satan's seat is, we can stand for Jesus. You said be vigilant. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. You said stand fast in the faith. You told us to quit you like men. Well, you told us to continue to stand with our armor on. Help us to stand, Lord, even where Satan's seat is. Give us safe traveling mercies in Jesus' name. Amen.